Hello, you beautiful people. It is me, Ian Ross. You're listening to the EAEM podcast. I think you're getting some extra luck this week because I got home and had nothing to do, and I was like, I'll do a podcast. And then I've just had a smoke. But before, when I came in, I wrote some stuff down because I knew what would happen. I knew that I would have a smoke, and then that would be it. I would forget, or there would be a whole brand new thoughts put in my head. Like, whoa, pretty big. And all the other kind of weird and wonderful things that go through your head after you've just had a smoke. Like, absolutely none. That's basically what it's been like recently, actually. Since I've been meditating constantly, right? I mean, I understand that I spoke about this the last time, but you're probably going to get quite a lot of meditating talk from me from now on, just because of how amazing it actually is. I'm sorry if you can hear some noise behind. I don't know whether it is. I'm rolling on my yoga mat. After I was doing my workouts this morning, but I slept in a bit while I didn't sleep in. My brain was there giving it the good old, nah, we don't need to be getting up, we don't need to get up, we don't need to get up and go and work out. And I nearly let it win today, I'm not gonna lie. So that's why I got up later. But I got up and I came through and I'd done the exercises. I'm actually pretty gutted as well. I've started hitting the water more and I feel like I'm gonna try and stay away from the crap because I took my progress photo today and there's not been much of a difference. So but I've been eating crap, my diet still isn't the best. So now that's made me think, right, well, what will happen if I sort my diet out? What happens if I start eating properly again? What happens if I stop getting the mega munch and eating all the biscuits and all that kind of stuff? Like, so yeah, I need to stop. I need to get back onto eating some sort of proper food. Been drinking a lot more water today as well. I noticed that. I've been drinking more water, which is good. That's been from yesterday, actually, from when I went from that walk. Because I met up with a mate yesterday with a little junior and her little boy, and we went for a walk up through, it's like the back end of Granham, and then it takes you up to like a path all the way up to Dainston, basically. The Tesco's at Dainston, and you cross over the Pursley Bridge and then back over onto the river, and then you walk on that way across Tillydrone. It's like four something kilometres, and it's quite a nice walk. So we done that yesterday with the little boys, and that was good. It was nice getting out in nature again, and I've got water in the back of my car, so I took a bottle with me. So I was drinking that. So today I've been on the water more as well. So I just need to start cooking proper food again and try stay away from the tidbits, basically. Stop treating myself all the time and try and get my body back into some sort of shape. Because I'm doing the exercise. If I'm doing the exercise, I might as well be eating healthy as well. So difficult though, trying to get yourself back on it. It's almost like the crappy food is like an addiction. There's like something in it that makes you addicted. I think it's also because you understand that kind of like the Yeah, like that kind of food's boring, it's bland. Just need to start getting used to it. I mean, it's only in the present moment because that's what we are. We can only live in the present moment. So yeah, I need to get back on some sort of diet. And I'll get that sorted, do that for 2 weeks and then see the results after I take another photo. And that'll be Fat Boy Slim time, because I'm going down to see Fat Boy Slim down in Edinburgh with my mate. It's gonna be banging. Like, I've been listening to quite a lot of Fat Boy Slim, and then I went and had a look and to see if he was playing anywhere, and he was playing down in Edinburgh, and I was like I've just got to buy a ticket, like I've got to. And I was gonna go by myself, and then I bought another ticket, and then yeah, I was like, I'll just give it to my mate, he can come down. We've actually managed to get Airbnb as well. It's like it's off the guy's house. So, but you've got like the whole place to yourself, and there's like a kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So, like, we can cook some food. I think it starts at 5 o'clock though. I was trying to have a look today to see, or when I got home just before I was doing the podcast, I was trying to see what time it was going on until, and because it keeps on saying 5 o'clock where I am, and it's like, but I say, is it going to be like 5 until like 10 or something like that, or is it just going to be like an hour and a half? Like, what's gonna happen? Like, I have no idea. So I was trying to have a look, and when I had a look on the Google website, on Google, they were saying that it was starting at like 9 o'clock in the morning until 1, and I was like, ah, like I need to, like, we're meant to be traveling down on the Saturday and everything. Like, I don't have a place booked so that we're down there for the early morning. Basically, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be an absolute nightmare. So then I went, and it said to open up Spotify. There was like a link to open up Spotify down at the bottom on the website. So yeah, so I clicked on that and it opened up Spotify, and then it was showing you all the people, because I think it's like what is it? It's like the Big Top or something like that down in Edinburgh. It's just next to the Edinburgh airport. But there's loads of people playing, because I think Biffy Clyro was playing down there the weekend before Fat Boy Slim playing. I think there's loads of people playing. I think I've still got the thingy open, honestly. Yeah, the Big Top. So who's playing? James is playing on the 11th of June, Madness on the 12th, 50 Cent on the 14th, Richard Ashcroft on the 18th, on the 17th, and then Fat Boy Slim on the 18th, and Biffy Clyro on the 25th. So there's a load of stuff going on there. So yeah, so I've got Fat Boy Slim tickets, and I honestly cannot wait. It's gonna be banging. Like, it's probably the one DJ that I haven't seen. And I thought, I'm getting old now, so my raving days are getting over. But to go and see Fat Boy Slim, he's still raving. He's well old. Or he's old, old now. Must be in his 50s, like, must be. But he's still banging. I honestly cannot wait. It's gonna be great. But yeah, let's have a look at what I wrote down. What was it? I was talking to Jason this morning. He said, he texted me and he said, you know, you're saying that there's not a bad Monday, but there just is. And no, Jason, no. It's about your perspective, pal. You need to change your perspective. If you're thinking that Mondays are bad, Mondays are just like any other day. I think we need to learn to be happy with who we are, finding peace with who we are and what you're doing right now instead of thinking. And yeah, instead of thinking, like it's gonna be in like the happiness is gonna be in the new job or the new car that I get, or because if we do that, then I understand the Alan Watts saying now, which I'm gonna need to go and try and find. I will go and try and find. I searched it before on Google, so hopefully it will be. Yeah, totally have. Right. Whereabouts is it? So he's talking about like so I'll just read it. What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we have the fantastic idea of what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing as a result of our kind of educational system. Crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I said, you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that and forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living. This is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is. You can eventually turn it. You could eventually become a master of it. And like that completely makes sense to me now, because I kept on thinking that, oh yeah, well, in my new job, then I'll be happy there. And if I get this, then I'll be happy. And I need to be more, like, understand more that I need to be happy with what's going on right now. You know, like, at least I've got a job. Like, there's loads of people out there who haven't got a job. And I think it's once you start doing that, then you find peace within yourself, because you're not thinking that, oh well, once I get this, then that's going to be better and that's going to be better. We just need to be comfortable with what we've got right now. You know, like the universe is always going to work in our favor if we are inclined that way and we're looking that kind of way, then the universe has got our back, so we just need to be happy and content with what we're doing and what we have right here, right now. And that quote, you'll be doing things which you don't like doing to go on to make money, to, you know, like it completely makes sense now, completely makes sense. And it is stupid. And I think I was happier at work today. Like, work flew by today. Flew by. And I've started doing a thing now as well where kind of like if I think of if something negative pops up in my head, if it's like a negative thing, you know, like that, then I'll try and find two positives to counteract that. And if my mind comes up with something negative saying about me, then I'll say two positive things about myself. And yeah, like it's just been so much better the past few days. Like I feel so much more comfortable with the person that I am. With what I'm doing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still difficult for me. Like, as I said, like this morning when I was lying in my bed and I didn't want to get up, but I was having that fight with my brain. Like, I still have that. But I think it's having that discipline of knowing what's best to do. And I think I'm just learning that again after the shit that I was doing since February, basically, when I was not eating healthy. I haven't been exercising. So kind of like this three, like this, well, the 2 weeks, because this is week three that I've been doing of those crunches, and I've been doing of the meditation, and yeah, like it's been so much better, and I'm starting to realize that again. I think I want to bring in yoga again because I was feeling quite like one of my calves feels really tight, my right calf. So if I can bring in the yoga, do the meditation, then possibly go running. See, I think the running served its purpose. I probably said this quite a few times, but I think the running has served its purpose, but I still quite enjoy it. So if I can get running like once or twice a week, then I think I would be happy. But right now, I think that tight calf, my right, is stopping me. So if I can start doing some yoga and loosen that off, start giving that into my routine, I need to start getting up earlier. That's gonna be tough, like. I suppose I get home from work at like 1:30 or 3 o'clock by the time I get home. So I could easily be doing some yoga when I get home from work. My mind's ticking, thinking about this. I've got, well, my mate told me about this meditation, and I would highly recommend it for, it's like a visual one, and you've got to stare at like this white ball, and it goes through slowly, really, really slowly through this, the infinity sign. And you've got to follow the white ball, and then after it does that twice, and then it tells you to close your eyes and to remain still. You close your eyes and remain still, and yeah, kind of like it was really weird actually. Like it sent me somewhere. Like I started to go like I knew that I wasn't my body, basically. Like that's how I felt. It was like I wasn't attached to my body. It was weird, like really weird. I felt like I was clenching my fist or clenching my fingers together, and I wasn't. It was, yeah, it was really, really weird. I'm gonna give it another go actually after I've done this, because it was amazing. But yeah, go and download the Sadhguru app. Sadhguru. What you do is you go in his app, and you go down at the bottom. It's got like home, wisdom, yoga, and more. You go into yoga, and then you go into meditate, and then you go into infinity meditation, and yeah, go and give it a go. Like, I would highly recommend it. It is pretty amazing. You want to give it a go anyway. I would highly recommend giving the yoga a go. Not the yoga, the meditation. Give the yoga a go. We should all be stretching. Should all be stretching our bodies, becoming more supple. I've also, Jason told me that I should get the Daily Stoic book that he's been reading, and then I remembered that I got it from one of my friends for my birthday. So I have started reading that, but I forgot to read today's one, so I'm gonna read it. But of course, if you don't listen to this podcast today on Monday the 30th, then it'll be wrong, the Stoic. So maybe I won't read it out. I'll just do it by myself, because that would be a bit unfair. I know, fuck yous all. I'll do it. Are we? The 30th of May. I can't believe how quickly this fucking year is flying past as well. Like, it's mental, isn't it? Alright, so May the 30th. Working hard or hardly working. I can't call a person a hard worker just because I hear they read and write, even if working at it all night. Until I know what a person is working for, I can't deem them industrious. I can if the end they work for is their own ruling principle, having it be and remain in constant harmony with nature. What are the chances that the busiest person you know is actually the most productive? We tend to associate busyness with goodness and believe that spending many hours at work should be rewarded. Instead, evaluate what you are doing, or what you are doing, why you are doing it, and where accomplishing it will take you. If you don't have a good answer, then stop. That is some fucking brilliant advice. And it's really weird as well, right? Because like, I keep on seeing 444 everywhere, and this tells you, like, it's Epictetus Discourses 4.4.4143. So yeah, there's the 444 there. And I keep on seeing it everywhere. Like, day after day after day, I keep on seeing 444. What is it meaning? Let's go and have a look. Basically, 444 is the angel number that signifies that you are in love, and that your inner wisdom has been pointing you in the right direction. Number 444 is a sign of love and wholeness. This number suggests that you are in love with every single part of yourself. Again. So, let's have a look. Most common 444 meaning is that you're being guided by your guardian angels. So we all see below there are many interpretations, but what they all seem to agree on is that the number 444 can be a powerful message for some people, even a sign from heaven to let you know that there are angels around you, watching over you, guiding your path and protecting your thoughts. No, I don't want to download an ebook. What is 444 trying to tell me? Stop waiting and start seeking. A popular 444 meaning is to seek and find and not wait any longer. Sometimes it could mean a new beginning or a new opportunity or moving on from something or from someone. In the most positive light, 444 means I have arrived and my time has come. In other words, your hard work is finally paid off. Don't miss out on this unique astrology opportunity. Are you clear about your purpose? Are you tired of spinning your wheel and getting nowhere? Sometimes, despite your best efforts, it can feel like the universe has other plans, and that can be frustrating to say the least. Or there's a reason you can't get to where you want to go. Simply put it, you're out of sync, you're out of alignment with your astral configurement. And until you find that alignment, you'll continue to experience this feeling of resistance. But, and here's the more optimistic side of that coin. There's a kind of map that can help you reclaim your alignment. A map that will not only help you define your purpose and potential, but also reveal key talents and strengths you didn't even know that you had. Think of it as your own personal blueprint. Right. Right. It's an angel number that has a special meaning. It's mentioned above. The most cited meaning of the 444 is that you're being guided by your angels. And like reading the number 444 is a sign from heaven to let you know that your angels are around you. Alright, okay. The angel number is shown up for many people around the world, often at 444 in the morning. That's when I do see it. I also see it at 444, like on my watch when I'm doing my workout. I see it all the time, all the time. It's mental. Do you want to know? Because, oh. Common sign of divine intervention, guidance, or help. Many people have restored reporting the number on their clock, phone screens, or other places at just the right moment to have significance into their lives. It's also said to be a sign of divine protection from a divine realm where someone else is in our vast universe. Angel number is a classic sign of your guardian's angelic presence, and that they're doing everything they can to let you know that you're not alone and that they're there for you. This number then signifies divine intervention and guidance from the spiritual realm. Is in a certain sense a holy number and has been said to appear at times when we need it most. Has also been used by many cultures to represent the concept of eternity or everlastingness. There is also other theories that suggest that there is a representation of the Holy Trinity, 3 plus 1 in various interpretations. We believe in the 444 angel number as a spiritual message or a sign from the angels. Might often feel they are being called to do something, especially something important, even monumentous. Many people who have seen 444 before important events in their life see it as a sign of impending change. Happy days. So does that mean that my job's just the way it changed? There's a spiritual number that represents the energy of unity and togetherness. It's such a key thing to know about this guardian angel number is that it's not something to be afraid of. It's been said to bring people hope and joy because of how it signifies protection offered by the angels. And that is why the number 444 has been called an angel number, because of the way it radiates the energy of unity and togetherness from the angels. What does it mean when you see this number? There are understandable questions. People have naturally a tendency to see the patterns of everything. So if you keep seeing a special number like that, then you are right to be curious. One meaning of seeing is that you are being spiritually guided to better know your inner self. The reasoning is that once we develop a vision for the life that we truly want, we give ourselves a goal, and angel numbers can help us along the path. Your inner energy gives you the ability to choose your actions, execute them, and propel yourself towards your vision. When you see 444 continuously pop up on your route, this can help you to remember what you want to accomplish and what you like to achieve. Your sense of purpose is shaped by your belief, your value in life, and who you are in your core. And as you develop your knowledge of 444 and see the signs in every aspect of your life, your confidence grows. Were you given your angel number at birth? No. So that sounds good. Sounds really good that I keep on seeing that. What else was it? I saw a couple of things. I saw this one thing. I can't remember where I saw it. I think it was a video or something like that, but it was like so kind of like we'll see like a pair of shoes or something like that, in the shop that we like personally, like we like, but then we'll show them to our peers or to other people around and they don't like them, then we show an instant dislike to them as well. And I just wanted to kind of like talk about how our opinions can be swayed so easily by other people's opinions. Even though in the shop we love the trainers or the top or that. So what I really wanted to say basically is that you shouldn't really care about other people's opinion, because if you like it, then that's all that matters. As I've said many a times, if it makes you happy, then it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. And it totally doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. I watched another TikTok and it was talking about like alone time with yourself and like finding out who you are. And the best way to do it is to go somewhere by yourself and think to yourself, listen to yourself, find out your likes, your dislikes, your loves, your hates. Find out what makes you cry, what makes you happy, what makes you laugh, what makes you sad. Because it's quite a special thing when you start finding out who you actually are and realizing who you are. Being confident within yourself. Like, I definitely feel a lot more confident within myself. I never thought that I would have that. I always thought I was below people. And the other people were better than me. Was too scared to give my opinion. Because I might not then be liked. It's mental. Absolutely crazy, really. And then I saw another TikTok just before I came on here, and then I'm gonna go. And it was this is one for the parents, if you've got kids. And it was saying about how we compare our kids to other kids. And it was saying that that's just how you're going to make your kid feel, like below other kids, basically. And it was saying that what you should do is you shouldn't compare your kids to other kids. You should just compare them to who they were before. So then they'll be able to see their progress. Because you can be like, well, my little boy didn't know how to hula hoop. And then he hula-hooped, and then he puts that same effort now into, he done like what was it, like hoverboard, like he put that same effort into hoverboarding, and then he put that same effort into riding his bike without his stabilizers and all that. So he's well got it, like we've well instilled it into Max. So we can say to him, like, well, when you first started hula-hooping, you didn't know how to hula hoop, but look when you practiced and look how far you've came. So he can see the progress that he's made, and it doesn't make him feel inferior to anybody else. I heard another great quote as well, and it was I was saying this to my mate the other day, and about how there's just some people that aren't gonna like you, and that's okay, because and the quote was, you could be the sweetest peach on the tree, but some people just don't like peaches. And it's mental, like when you think about it like that way, because yeah, there is people out there who don't like peaches. So like you could be the greatest guy ever, the greatest woman ever, and there's going to be people out there who just don't like you, but just don't take that personally. Like, because there's people out there that you don't like. I know there's people out there that I don't really like. Like, people that you've never really met or anything like that you've never given the time of day, but you're like, I really like them. They seem like a bit of an arse. They help themselves. You know those people. So, people are gonna think that about you as well. But again, it's their opinion paying your bills? Nope. So, stop caring what they're thinking about you, or what you think they're thinking about you, because they're not thinking about you, they're thinking about themselves. Because we're so self-centered. Just remember, how many times do you think about other people? And then that'll give you your guide of how many times people are thinking about you. They're nah. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed. I'm gonna go and find, I've got like a really sore throat. It's like really raspy. I think I must have choked when I was smoking that bucket. But anyway, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and your Monday has been as good as mine. Peace and love, as always, you beautiful, beautiful people. Ciao.